We're getting lots of feedback about how little you know about Portland.
Welcome everyone to a free episode of Derangement. Just a reminder before we start that, like this episode, we have bonus episodes weekly on our Patreon, and you know we're still celebrating making it past the 300 mark. We're at episode 301. I am remembering the episode numbers now. It's incredibly easy to do that because we've restarted at an even number. To do that, Max is back with us, founding member.
Thank you.
I thought I was seeing a ghost.
The co-founder of the show, Max is back with us. Jock is very scared.
The most sensual
I saw a
Latino
phantom, but it's just a pedophile.
Yeah. The Latino pedophile Max is
the
back.
Nines. Yes.
I'm wearing a full-on zoot suit and a pocket watch with a cold chain and sunglasses like one of those coquette sunglasses, you know, with the cat.
Did always kind of have like a noir detective jazzy kind of feel to you, Max. Yeah. So I'll give you that one.
So does Hessa. So does Hessa.
I do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Calling me Reddit.
but both of you bitches are some detective head ass Dick Tracy.
Wait, we're also joined by one other guest.
I'm Detective CarPlay at your service.
We're joined by one other guest, right, Ben? We're joined by our Israeli friend Yahoo Sports.
I asked Max before you joined.
I am Yahoo Sports.
I asked Jock if he had any topics he wanted to talk about today, or if he familiarized himself with what I pitched. And he went to yahoosports.com and started reading off a bunch of articles. And I was like, that's amazing.
That is.
People are listening. I would love to hear that.
Well, we were going to
sounds like an Israeli guy's name.
Well, first of all, the Israeli guy's name is Yahweh Sports.
Yahweh Sports and is legit.
I think that's one of the only names they can't do. actually.
Is that another religious misconception?
What do you think? What do you think? I'm curious. Can you walk us through what your
assumptions here might be? It's not much. It's really not much that I've been thinking these days, especially in Portland where I keep stuffing croissant breakfast sandwiches down my mouth every.
Do you want to take
moment.
A breath? It sounds like you're dying.
He's just struggling.
Yeah,
he's fighting that dab.
Yeah,
you guys.
Fighting the dab's winning.
I was thinking that Yahweh Sports would be like the Dallas Cowboys like training ground in like some insane suburb in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all funded by like the Osteen family.
Yeah,
Kraft.
I love this. Joel's a nice guy.
Jack, do you need some water?
Joel Osteen?
It's okay.
Not that bad.
You can take a break if you need. That butane is ripping a bunch of just shredding his throat finally.
Look. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit freak mode right now. I had a lot of needles inside of me today.
Whoa.
I had my first acupuncture session of my life.
That's the most attention seeking way to talk about getting acupuncture. To say sorry, I've been full of needles recently. Sorry, y'all. I keep falling on in beds and needles.
I've been poked and prodded. I've been.
Y'all know. I was y'all could imagine. Job. Well, it was great, but if you could imagine, or if you y'all know me. I don't sit still well.
Yes.
And this does not work
not
well.
Not something I need to imagine.
This not work well with the acupuncture needle. They stuck them in my ears, inside my ear and into my ear, in the side of my head, in my arms, in my feet, in my legs. And I had a moment where I accidentally hit one because I just started to try to relax in this weird chair. At the community center of the acupuncture,
those
which
poor,
it was
like,
great actually.
Thai ladies leaving the room looking like they were just attacked by a porcupine.
No,
all of the needles fly out of Jock's body and spear them.
This must be like when they take some mob enforcer who's been shot to like a veterinarian, and they're like, get this bullet out of my boy Guido. Like these poor acupuncturist ladies are like freaking out, like, oh my god, I wasn't fucking trained for this. I wasn't trained to work on a badger.
First of all, this is the Portland Community Acupuncture Center.
Oh. Okay, so they were trained to work on bitches named Badger, but not an actual badger.
They were not Thai, but I mean, they were very good at it. I'm not maybe.
They would not die when I tried to give them their own acupuncture.
Well, look, y'all,
I tried to give them a taste of their own medicine.
I flinched up and I accidentally moved and I got the needles kind of crossed and I got them stuck. Like, it was not
what
great.
Part of your body
was happening?
Was getting needles crossed up.
Your
first
penis?
Of all,
your balls.
On the ones on my. So first I did like, I tilted my head to the right on accident and I shoved the needles in the wrong way and I made my ear bleed. It poked.
That's amazing. Nice.
Then I accidentally then I had a shiver
of a weird feeling.
And so I kind of smushed ones with my thighs and my ankles and it got stuck. It was not good. It was a little
did
scary.
Any of the did any of the attending acupuncturists did they what do you think they were thinking?
Did they give off vibes that they were?
Oh, he's blood like jade. He's blood green like jade from all the weed.
Okay, look, y'all. They kept looking at my eyes from across the room and walking up and being like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm just a little bit uncomfortable."
Yeah.
Because I'm scared
they
of needles.
They were definitely
but I wanted...
incredibly scared of you.
Jacques that is moving around time... like a bug
be
that's
laying...
been. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
It was better. It was better than IV needles, like shooting up stuff. But it was not like it was still. It was too much. But I loved
Jacques,
it.
Yeah.
But I
that
but
imagery. I'm just thinking of you like in one of those entomology or whatever like boxes where they keep a bunch of bugs with like pin cushions or like pins stuck in them.
Pinned
to like particle board. Yeah, that's how I imagine Jacques, just like arms all out, like feebly
belly
moving
up.
His appendages.
I have a logistical question. The reason they were asking ma'am. If you were okay, Jacques, is because you're when you're laying down getting acupuncture, you're not supposed to be like
thrashing around,
just staring at someone across the room.
Y'all, I left my phone in the car, and so I had nothing to do, and I felt like I was in a
Your ADHD
so
would
long.
Go haywire if you can.
It felt like 3 hours had gone by, and they were just like, "Are you okay? Are you sure?" And I was like, "And then okay, wait." Then something else weird has started happening. Some of the needles started shooting out of my body, like they were like my body rejected them and pushed them out.
How fast did they fly out of your body? At what
hundreds
velocity?
Of miles.
I saw. Yeah. Well, I saw.
That building
look,
is horrible.
I'm using a lighter, y'all. One on my ankle went like this. Boop.
That's crazy.
It just.
Well,
and
I mean,
like,
you
oh,
have
shit.
you clearly. I mean, I'm not surprised you carry a lot of tension in your body. I know that for a fact. Yeah.
For the listeners, Jacques just held up a lighter and threw it at a quite large percentage of the speed of light across the room. But most of Portland is now rubble.
It was like a Hadron Collider.
Well, look. In conclusion, I would recommend it because I do feel like overall it gave me some kind of something. And it's worth the experience.
No, explain. Explain how you feel. You're not going to get off with saying it made you feel some kind of something. I'm genuinely curious if this is done. Because if this works, I'm paying for your acupuncture. If this makes you a more serene, calm person.
I would want to try it again. But I mean, I do think that the tension.
Do they put one in your brain?
Shut the hell up.
No, I'm just genuinely curious.
Faggot.
Did they put any in your head?
Did they put an ice pick up your nose? You lobotomize little limp biscuit.
They go through your eye. Right?
Shit,
you lobotomy.
Okay, well
that's Egyptians removing the brain.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the brain.
I think I know what I'm talking about.
No,
so
don't.
Why don't you two?
You're
wrong.
Okay,
sorry. Shut the fuck up.
Do you think
sorry.
They ever fucked the pharaoh in the nose? Like after it was dead? Like they already opened it the cavity.
I hope not. That'd be
well, that's
so
what
well
they
up.
You get to take whatever is in your tomb with you to the other side. So that's why That's what the first cum dumps, no loads refused cum dumps were.
That's why they call it cum. That's why they call it giving head.
Yes.
By the way, if I had to,
ancient practice of giving head.
final review on the acupuncture.
We gotta tell Joe Rogan about that. A guy on Joe Rogan being like the Egyptians invented a head.
Chris, can you look that up real quick?
Final review on the acupuncture is that I felt so tense from being pierced and prodded.
Well, it's supposed to relax
you. Afterwards, I felt so relaxed. Oh, plus, it just has to have some kind of medicinal.
Eastern medicine. So bad it has to be good for you.
Eastern medicine might be the way with you, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a
Joe
try.
Rogan,
but there was a better medicine I tried last night for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Jacques is getting fear factored.
Yeah.
I had a lot of first in Portland.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What are the other firsts?
Last night was the first time I went to a strip club as a customer.
We talked about that last episode.
Wow.
Oh, as a customer.
We did not talk. We have never once talked about that on any episode.
We literally talked about Portland strip clubs last episode.
We did not talk about... Okay, first of all, I said that I briefly went to another strip club. But no, because we were only there. Okay, we went to the strip club that the girl that I'm staying with works at. And she had to pick up a lot. She had to pick up meat.
I don't want to know what's going on there.
Wait, stripper screaming? Ow! I'm sorry. I just got acupuncture. Some of the needles they forgot.
She's a bartender strip club, first of all. And second of all, I just got off the plane. And the first thing I had to do when I landed in Portland was go with her to her strip club so she could pick up a bag of meat.
That's amazing.
From Rick.
Okay.
Yummy.
Well, speaking of guys who are on planes to mysterious locations, P. Diddy recently fled the country after getting his, I think, three homes raided by the federal government. He went to like Antigua or something, but it doesn't make any
Hell
sense because
yes, dude,
it's hilarious. But like, they have extradition treaties with the United States. Like, it's not.
He went to the wrong island.
Went to the wrong island. I mean, I don't know.
Is Antigua a country or island in Mexico or what?
What do you think?
It's like a little north of Venezuela, but yeah, it doesn't have any extradition treaties with the states, but it has extradition treaties with the states. But it's also like 90 miles away. It's like as close to to Venezuela as Cuba is to Florida.
Wait,
like,
did you think he was like planning to jump to Cuba?
Dude, yes, que lo que era, P. Diddy.
That would have been a...
Oh my god.
Him making
Imagine if he starts
music.
Like a reggaeton movement. Yeah. Holy shit, dude, yes.
It's Fast and Furious, the one movie where it's where he's in Cuba at the beginning, but it's him versus P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Drag racing.
Yeah, or when Hannibal Lecter escapes to like Peru or whatever.
Yes. He's like, I'm having an old friend for dinner. He's wearing the same white suit.
Yeah. The new suit.
He's walking behind a twink who's walking away.
Absolutely.
A twink in Cuba.
Absolutely.
Canceled reggaeton is going to become the new hottest genre of music since hyperpop.
That's a big
prediction. I mean, he wouldn't be the first one to go to Venezuela for the like underage boy pussy. Like, yeah. It's notoriously why a lot of like European gay guys go there is because, like, especially in Spain, like, I would hear a lot about like my Venezuelan friends in the scene would be like, oh, yeah, no, like,
we love that boy pussy.
My Venezuelan like expat friends like living in Spain would be like, I always see like old Spanish people as motherfuckers, like, not because of what they did, like, not because of colonialism or whatever, but because I see them at the club in Venezuela in Caracas, like, trying to hit up, you know, 16-year-olds.
Yeah. On a child.
A twink because he's malnourished.
Yeah.
Like, not a...
A stunted man.
Exactly.
A guy who just has that calorie intake.
Are the nerds by necessity?
So the nerds going to be in Seventh Heaven there.
Oh my god, he's going to love it. But it's so crazy. Like, the footage of his houses being raided was like, it was so intense, and it seemed like it happened much more quickly than I would have imagined, because there was, you know, all that talk about him getting hit with some charges, but it was immediate. The response to it continues to be hilarious to me, because it's just like, none of it is like, oh, P. Diddy is participating in horrible forms of sex trafficking or maybe even pedophilia or whatever.
It's like, is
it's
Diddy gay?
It's just like, Diddy's been gay. We've been saying this. Is he? And some of the allegations are like, I knew he was bi. And it's like, people are alleging cannibalism.
No, he should do the Kevin Spacey and be like, it's true. I've been a gay man for some time. Come out as gay.
Yeah, it's true. I'm DL.
Yeah.
I forgot him, like, about that video of him saying the tongue in cheek, him coming out as gay.
Mm-hmm. But the video, have you guys seen the video of him getting cornered by police and killing three of them with a bad dragon dildo?
Kevin Spacey?
Diddy?
He got away with that?
All of the tweets are so funny, these guys being like, they hit Diddy with a Freako charge.
Freako charge.
No, stop.
It's so funny.
I would have expected Kanye. Like, of the two, I would have expected Kanye to come out first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No. My man Kanye is straight. So don't try to hit him with that fat
Kanye,
shit.
Kanye strikes
sweet
me as, like, really asexual.
Before you start calling Kanye a gay, why don't you
check
yourself? Sweet Palma sugar in the tank.
Sugar in the tank. Wow.
Yeah, we're gay men.
That's why they call you sweet.
Gay men.
Jacques was trying to think that, but said it out loud. Was trying to wish it upon you.
Tank. Christ almighty. I mean, calling me gay aside, like, that is such a 1930s fucking, like, expression.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good. That boy struck you. Look, if y'all could see his... Max has some dumbass coif today with some fag glasses and a tiny pedophile mustache.
You're so rude for no reason.
Yeah,
I have hair. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you're just jealous. You can't style your hair.
Whoa. First of all, I'm not jealous. I have a beautiful thick mustache.
Max, I think, for the record, I think your hair looks good and your mustache looks
good. I think it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Max, I think that your eyes look smaller than before, and that I don't know what happened.
Incredibly stoned on marijuana, bitch.
I will give you. I'll give you one.
You can't
thing.
Hear it because I mute my fucking mic when I cough.
There
my
we
lungs
go.
Out.
Thank you.
I'll give you one. One compliment.
What an idea.
You look less pudgy than when I last saw you.
Do you know, last episode, Jock kept demanding that he wasn't autistic, and I was trying to tell him that he's really bad at knowing how to speak to people, and doesn't really know how to show that
I'm
he's
really
joking
good.
Or ribbing someone. He will just straight up insult someone.
I think we got him to admit that he's autistic by rabbit season duck seasoning him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
Okay, I'm more autistic than you, Jacques.
Jedi mind tricks we had to play
hang
on.
Hang on.
Not gender mind tricks. Shut up.
But anyways, back to Diddy. It's crazy because it's shaping up to just literally be the Black Epstein. And it just goes to show that almost all of the entertainment industry is built on a bedrock of sexual exploitation and blackmail. And
okay, but
secrecy.
You can't call him the Black Epstein, because at least P. Diddy did something with his pedophile energy, right?
That is true.
He did
make a lot of
the devil.
Music.
Yeah.
Can I say
Epstein
something?
Just, I don't know.
Has Diddy even
make
been
Israel
convicted
or something?
Has Diddy? has Diddy even been convicted or proven guilty yet?
Okay, so this is interesting. Jacques is about to become
Diddy defender.
Diddy's innocent. Yeah,
Jacques, give us the case. Walk us through why Diddy didn't.
It's important to hear all sides.
This is all alleged. They don't have any evidence.
Can I just?
The government
can I say
might
something?
Just be going after a powerful Black man.
Can I just say something, please?
Yeah.
In America, you are innocent until proven guilty, and that's what I've heard before. And I'm not about to break the rules.
So what do you think about Diddy?
I think it's just, I think a guy who wears sunglasses that often is definitely suspicious.
Okay.
But I don't
think that
proves.
Do you think he's high?
I think he's
dabbing?
I don't know if that's in the cards for him, but what I do
if that's not in the cards for him.
I just don't think he could handle that. But also, okay, I'm gonna tell you something that when you watch the videos of when they're raiding his home and he is pacing outside, as well as the videos of him pacing in Antigua around, he looks like relatively calm. Like for someone that's going through like
you're doing a body language expert reading.
It's
because
he's P. Diddy, dude. Fucking Diddy.
Well, look, this is my thing. If he's not like on the horn being like, I'm innocent, or like he's not even like really, it doesn't seem like he's like up in arms about it, really. Like, he seems pretty calm. So I don't know.
He did flee the country.
I thought he was just going on vacation
at this point.
Yeah.
Also, it's been a couple of days now. I think it would be out of his system now.
Do you, if y'all were going to be arrested for not similar crimes, but the same length
I would
of time,
flee the country for a misdemeanor. I've done it before, and I will do it again. It's just a fun thing to do.
I would do it to get out of a traffic ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
but speaking about P. Diddy doing dabs, it really recently came out that he was, it seems, somewhat addicted to 2C from
Some court documents here.
Can we confirm?
Let me go. Just from some court documents here. Plaintiff in the Combs RICO enterprise were resharing something in the Westival in Virginia. It's a festival that they were doing. So plaintiff Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs do a few lines of coke in his dressing room. Defendant Sean Combs wanted 2C and Brendan forgot it. So defendant Christina Corum called Young Miami, who brought some 2C on a jet from Miami. So he was like in, you know, somewhere north and like was like, I need some 2C right now. And this baddie named Young Miami had to fly some to him.
Okay, so it's pronounced 2C. I thought it was Tussy.
No, it's pronounced 2C.
I gotta suck on some of that Tussy.
It's pronounced 2C because
Twink Bussy. It was, it stands for it.
It was, Max, maybe you could help me out here, but it was, as far as I know, popular. It seems like it was popularized in Spain.
It's huge in Europe, like in the club scene, like wherever you go, like you're more likely to see this than coke. Coke has gotten really expensive to get in Europe, and it's not really worth it now because like it's more stepped on than the shit you get in New York for sure.
So
they've turned to shit like 2CB, which it's a little different. It's more like a psychedelic, but its body high feels like cocaine mixed with Molly.
Yeah,
which is really where you want to go anyway, right?
Yeah,
cocaine and Molly is crazy.
I shouldn't,
and I will say, it's an incredibly gay thing to do. As someone who has maybe once or twice done a little bit of Molly with a little bit of coke, it's only gay guys I know doing
every
that.
Every time I allegedly have done it, I always get sleepy. I'm always like, this is maybe too much.
Well, you're not a gay guy.
I'm not a gay guy. That's it.
It is really intense. When you read the trip reports on Arrowhead, I've never done 2CB. I mean, for what it sounds like, it sounds lovely on paper. But you read
it's 2CB.
2CB.
It's 2CB.
Yeah.
And in Spain, they call it 2C. Tusi.
Yeah, that's why it's spelled T-U-S-I on the thing.
Well, yeah.
So I've done 2CB twice, but I've done 2CI a bunch.
Yeah.
And apparently, 2C, they're all, I didn't know there was a whole 2C drug family.
I've actually done 3CB, but whatever.
I've done 4CB. I've done 4CB. I've done 4CC.
I've actually done 5. I've done infinite CB. I've done infinity CB.
So there's 2CB, 2CI, and 2CE, but it's also called 7-Up, Nexus, 7th Heaven, T7, and Tripstacy.
Yeah. Sounds very Louisiana to me.
Sounds like a psytrance album from 1986.
It says how you might feel. Awake, alert, affectionate, and or distorted sense of reality and hallucinations.
Yeah, it turns you into a real
piece
of shit.
Because
whenever you get a negative input on 2CB, like it really fucks up your high. Like any minor inconvenience will instantly ruin your entire world on 2CB. Like it really sucks.
Someone started talking to me when I was on 2CB on the around the bonfire, and it set me off into a bad trip.
Yeah,
like they were like hello, really, and you were like, "Fuck you!"
Grabbed a log out of the bonfire and hit him over the head with it.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Pushed him into the fire.
Well, I do think Diddy's 2C proclivities, his seeming addiction to it is more mounting evidence in the Diddy is gay case. Because the thing about Juicy, this has been confirmed, the 2C he was doing is that it's pink cocaine. I was reading into it a little bit, and I this article here, it's so funny because I didn't know this element. Let me read this to you. So it's they add a gram of MDMA costs 40 euros, sometimes a little less. Ketamine is around 25 to 35, and caffeine powder can be purchased online fairly cheaply.
25 to 35.
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
You're
so
like,
you take a little bit of each. This is, they talked to 2C dealers, and this is what they were doing. You take a little bit of each, mix them, add pink coloring and a little strawberry smell, and voila, you can sell it for 100 euros. It's cheaper and safer than the substances, to get the substances and mix them yourself. So they're adding
doing a poor person drug.
It's a poor person drug, because it's just it's just ketamine. From this one article, they tested it and stuff. And it's ketamine, it's some kind of amphetamine, speed, maybe coke, I don't know. And then caffeine powder. But the funniest thing is they're adding coloring and fragrance to this. So it's so gay to do pink cocaine, and then it's even gayer to be like, it smells like strawberry.
Yeah.
That is nuts. And like, I can't imagine the hangover you must get from ingesting strawberry fragrance and like pink dye number 72 or something.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting a sinus infection the next day.
Yeah,
for sure.
Your pink, your poop is is pink.
You're getting gonorrhea all over the place.
Your poop is shit.
I would be doing a disservice to everyone if I did not mention the TikTok rapper sensation Pretty Pink Cocaine, which is the first time I had to ever Google what pink cocaine was. And if you do, if you're unfamiliar with who Pretty Pink Cocaine is, she's kind of like Bad Bobby, that rapper girl,
I don't know,
mixed with Whoa Vicky and Little Debbie.
It's of these people. You're Aunt Debbie. Vicky.
I know Aunt Debbie. Like,
Aunt Debbie. She's kind of like Aunt Debbie mixed with Whoa Vicky.
Look. Amazing. She has braces and she's like, She's just the worst, but in a good way.
For the shout out there. We love you, Queen. But what do you guys think? Diddy confirmed gay. In my America, we are raiding every bisexual man's home the way his house was raided to get to the bottom of what is going on. Are they gay?
Mm-hmm.
Are they straight? It's got to be one or the other. And the federal government will be raiding your house to find out.
Yes. And if there's any pink,
if there's 2C, gay.
You're gay.
You're gay. Dangly earrings.
You're sent to ADX Florence. You're getting thrown in a hole for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Gay DX Florence. Ooh, I'm going to Italy.
ADX.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It would have been insane had he just straight up fled the country. I think he's back in Miami now.
No, he'd be stupid to come back. Come on.
I think he might be back
in
Miami.
He's going to a party. I think
like most gay guys, he couldn't stay in one place too long because there was a better party happening across the country.
Yeah, just and any gay fugitive you can catch by throwing a little mystery white powder and OnlyFans, superstar
with
there. It's got to be pink with P. Diddy, but you know.
So funny.
Pink,
you gotta
Diddy
find a powder
for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Diddy. I mean, I haven't been reading about what the actual allegations are. I will say, I totally believe all of them. It does just seem to be. It just seems to be like he's just trading sexual favors for access and, exposure, mm-hmm. whatever it may be.
I also saw
something about blackmail, like very similar to what Epstein was doing, like filming
videos. He's taking videos. One of the things I saw was that a lot of these like victims, it was like they did it with someone else at Diddy's like direction.
Yeah.
He wasn't the one doing it, but he was like the ringmaster. So maybe his penis doesn't work.
Or he just
maybe he likes to watch
detective work.
Maybe he likes to watch. Who knows?
Yeah, I can see him being like, I mean, he's I think he probably enjoys being the puppet master, the producer.
But
producing some gay sex tonight.
Call me when there's a puppet master. Okay.
Call me maybe.
Period.
Hey. Period.
Period.
But yeah, like I was saying, I think we can safely say that Diddy is the MC, the sucker MC of the week.
Absolutely. Yeah, Diddy.
He's also the sucker producer. Diddy's more like of the week.
More than a sucker.
Yeah. Let's, Max, can we drop in some gunshot sounds and some air horn?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll put in a marker. I
giving you a ton of work to do.
Yeah. He's not gonna do it.
I see that look in his
Does
damn
it look
face.
Like I do work?
His eyes got tinier.
Comment in the, put a comment if you think I do any.
Yeah, guys,
any
audit this episode and let us know if Max added any sound effects.
I quit. It's been nice knowing all of you.
You know what? You're fired.
Leave a comment below if you think you have you can't Max quit, has you're the fired. Smallest eyes on the podcast.
Leave a like if you think I'm beautiful and sexy and you'd love to pull me apart.
Do
like a
not,
Thanksgiving
do
turkey.
Not leave a like. If you think Max is beautiful and sexy, leave a comment that says you think Jacques is sexy. And if you don't leave a comment that you think Jacques is sexy,
I'm just going to disable comments.
If you're going to comment and say that Jacques is sexy, you have to say that you'd like to pull him apart like a Popeye's biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or some 24-hour cooked pork.
Mm-hmm.
Pull sounds, apart pork. That's good. Pull me apart.
Put the bone
like
in and
pork.
Take it out. You ever see how
I wouldn't mind?
You see the reels about or where the chef takes out the fucking ribs, mm-hmm. And he's like fucking the rib hole with the bone.
Yes,
I hate that.
That is straight up pornographic.
Can you DM me that
shit
right now?
Sure, I'll do it. speaking of other videos that I
did,
hate,
you send the video?
Hesse, did you see that video? or did either of you guys see that video of the Amy Winehouse trailer?
I did, and it's a fucking travesty.
Yeah. It looks incredible.
So it has the same affect as that musical about the Beatles. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
One? Or whatever?
Not across the universe.
Across the universe. It has the same
Across
tone.
The universe
is how
like
is that
indie,
a point of reference
it
for
was
you?
Like an indie movie. This is very like...
Across the Universe, not indie movie.
But like aesthetically, it was very like kind of like indie, like kind of twee.
It's like a Les Mis thing where they're singing in normal scenes where they're just talking and they're singing instead of talking.
Yes.
I don't think they're doing that.
That's not what they're doing
house.
In this movie.
Congratulations, Amy. You've been signed to our record company.
It just does. Okay. There's nothing. Okay. When you're watching the trailer, there's
you are right though. It is like another movie that's also been made about musicians. You're totally right.
Yes. There's
okay. It just has the pop sensibility of like a really cheap, like mass produced, like poorly.
It looks like one of those videos that you would see on TikTok that has that's playing at like 4x speed, and there's an AI voice walking you through what is happening in the movie.
This woman thought she was going to strike it big with a huge record deal.
Yes, it looks like that. It looks like one
her
of those
her father
movies.
And mother were happy.
She started drinking. Oh no, the girl would not stop drinking. The girl became very skinny because of the drinking, and all she would do was drink, and then she died. It's like that.
Yeah,
really is the feel of the movie, but it's
Oh,
yeah. It's also funny because it genuinely also feels like something that's been directly ripped out of the page of a 30 Rock episode. It's very Jackie Jump because I don't know who any of these the people acting in this are. And it should be a movie that could have been well made with like having anyone being a known A-list actor. I don't know who any of these people are. It's just very depressing because I feel like Amy Winehouse drank herself to death because she saw this as a premonition or something. Like she was genuinely afraid or she knew in some way that this is what was going to happen to her, and she was like, I am gonna, I'm gonna drink my liver upside down.
Who would you want to see cast as Amy Winehouse, Hesse, instead
Lady
of the
Gaga.
Barbara Streisand?
Lady Gaga would absolutely do it too. She would absolutely do it.
She looks like Uncanny Valley.
Kathy Bates would be really good. Kathy Bates would be
Kathy Bates with that big beehive.
Ellen
so
DeGeneres.
Cute.
Not Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres in the White House.
With hops and contact lenses.
Kristen Stewart.
My question is, they Tina finished Faye. Filming Maestro. They couldn't have used that nose, brought it over to the Amy set, popped it on Amy.
Yeah.
Did she have a big nose?
They should have made it like an Oppenheimer-type movie. Like that very high, highbrow, yeah. high...
The Christopher Nolan Amy Winehouse
They already made that movie. It's called Blonde. They made it.
Yeah.
is Winehouse a Jewish last name?
Yeah, she's Jewish.
Oi.
Is she?
Yeah, well, that's
she's Jewish.
No, that's why I can't
boy.
Be.
Why not? Well, she's a UK
our
Jewess.
Prussian blue-eyed friend. That, well, that's yeah. why I can't be.
Yeah, I for the longest time thought that she was. It's just like there were so many like singers in the early to mid 2000s that, as like a child, I was just like, she's like one of the most light-skinned black people to have ever existed. I thought I thought that
she's
about...
the same type of thing as like Alexander McQueen, I think,
or
she's got the same,
yeah, or like Mariah Carey,
Alexander
like
McQueen,
Mariah Carey, who's like a quarter black, but
no, Alexander McQueen.
No, wait. Mariah
British
Carey
guy.
Is not only a quarter black. I feel like she's half black.
She's Panamanian, and her mother is full Irish, and I think. Her dad is
Diana's
like half
Panamanian, like Panamanian.
Diana's gonna yell at me for this.
Panama's.
What? Yes, like the country Panama. Where else would that be? Panama. Where else would Panamanians be from?
Panama City, Florida.
I guess that is true. Panama City. You got me there.
PCB represent. They're from the fucking South Bend. Where else would they be from?
No, but like same thing with Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel also looks like he's the. Like whitest black guy to ever exist. This is a huge thing in the early 2000s.
I thought he was
Latino.
And none
of them were. No, I don't think any of them were. The amount of times I've Googled Vin Diesel ethnicity and he's incredibly cagey on it. I think he's like Puerto Rican.
Oh my god, he's about as cagey and embarrassed about his actual ethnicity as you.
I speak about my actual ethnicity, or maybe too much, but
there. Mm-hmm. This girl in New Orleans.
Chuck, what ethnicity are you?
Cajun.
Oh,
he's
really?
Nigerian, yeah, absolutely.
He's Igbo.
I'm from the Sudan.
Ben got accused in New Orleans of being a white gay, and he spat back.
Who
in
accused
Spaniard.
Me of being? Oh, I'm friends with that. She was like joking. Court. Again,
no.
This is another example
it was
of
not
you
a
being
joke.
Autistic
it was not
and
a,
not knowing
no,
when
it's
people
not
are
an
joking.
Autistic. This is one time. It was serious. First of all, but Ben called her a difficult. Ben
she
looked
was
her up
being
and down
a difficult
said,
lesbian. Yeah.
No, she no. It's for she. You looked her up and down and said, "You seem like a difficult woman."
We were flirting with each other.
And okay, very weird perception. But let's continue with the story.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And I know exactly what I'm talking about. So then she turned and looked at Ben and said, "You white gays always act some type of way." And then Ben was like, "He said, like talking in Spanish.
Arabic. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's also not at and, all
Jack,
what
is
happened.
Is that the Shahada?
Yeah, Josh finally said the Shahada.
I believe it.
Yes. Oh my God. And welcome.
It'd be so funny if a woman accused, quote unquote, accused me of being white, even though I am white. And then I started speaking Arabic to
and
her.
And then you said the
Ben turned to her and said something to the effect, "Well, I'm legitimately
friends with this woman."
No, but then you were like, "Oh, but it's not like you're half Native American." And then she was like,
"She is
half Native American.
That's what she told me."
And she got your ass.
You're profoundly, deeply confused about what has happened because you suffer from autism and are addicted to marijuana and
do not perceive
reality
yourself.
As it exists. But that's okay.
Me and Courtney both forgive you for your mistakes.
Shut the hell up. You're so wrong. I don't care.
No, it's okay. Look, I can tell by the tone of your voice that the way that it's going high pitch that
I don't
you
care.
Feel sorry.
I don't care.
Max and Hesse, mm-hmm. I just want to apologize for the way Ben's acting because he's just a little bit embarrassed. I just, you know, let him have this one, okay?
Such an annoying thing to do to someone. I just want to apologize for the way this person's
incredibly
acting.
Incredibly annoying thing to do. Why don't you keep the show going, Jock? Why don't you keep the show going now?
Sure thing. So, as I was saying earlier, I went to the strip club for the first time as a customer and not an employee or not... just saying hi to my friends. The last time I went to a female strip club was to see a bunch of people that I used to go to high school with that had all said they were going to become lawyers and doctors, and they all instead became very successful money-making strippers and sex workers, go girls, and it was very
And then
good.
He was banned by the strip club union, the, no, the no, female strippers
but,
union.
Okay. So for the brief moment that I was in the strip club, like probably like 10 or 15 years ago, the female one that I was just visiting, I barely saw the dancing happening, but it was like very short and it was just very basic and plain. And my idea of strippers in general is like the dancing. I didn't understand how creative people could get. Boy,
that's
was I
such
surprised.
A mean thing to say. I hope you didn't say that to them. That was so creative.
No, so I just was like, wow.
Imagine the stripping.
It's like what a Midwestern mom says when they meet a trans person.
Your outfit is so creative.
The athleticism combined with the creative. Okay. Also, one girl literally barked at one guy in front of me. One guy at the end of the bar. She said, "Let me put a dollar on your head, you little twink. You're probably used to bottoming. Well, I'm a bottom you." And then she put the dollar on top of his head and sat down really quickly on his head and knocked him down.
It's all the funniest thing inside of her pussy.
It was they were touching people and they were fully naked, which I don't remember in New Orleans them being fully naked. I was like,
well, the rules are different everywhere, I think. Mm-hmm.
It was an experience like no other. I could not believe what fun there is to have. Mm-hmm. I had a private dance.
So to the guy who just commented on the podcast episode that went up today, you guys don't know anything about Portland strip clubs. Suck my dick.
Kill yourself.
Suck jock stick,
I was
actually
at Devil's Point, and
I feel like this is a, three-year-old was telling me about his experience at a strip club.
Okay, shut the fuck up. And I just had a good time.
And then she went down, she was so creative.
I was naked.
When they got naked, I closed my eyes. I'm not allowed to see that.
And then. Fuck your retarded library and glasses, you
they play
evil
Katie
cocksucker.
Powie. They play a Katy Powie song.
It was 80s nights too. The music was super cool. Uh-huh. This woman was spinning so fast to a bizarre love triangle.
The lady was spinning around really fast.
And she was like 6'2", 6'3" in her heels. Mm-hmm. And I thought that we were sitting in directly in front of the stage, and I thought her heels were gonna I'm actually gonna kill you, you stupid.
No, tell us more. Tell
dumb,
us more. Tell
fat,
us more. Tell us more.
Bitch.
Tell us more. Is there anything you could tack on to the end of that? Keep it going.
Okay. I was I was very impressed by some of the really creative ways of getting people's attention. Okay. I'd never seen a stripper do this. She brushed her head against my head and then brushed her head against my thigh.
Sounds gross.
Whoa.
She brushed her head against my head.
Sounds like a really terrible way to get gonorrhea.
I don't know why I'm being made fun of so much.
Touching my head and my head was touching her head.
I'm gonna actually jump all.
No, keep going. Tell us more. Is there anything else you can add? Anything else you can add?
Let me add I have an even greater experience to share. I did a lot of amazing things in Portland this trip, and it's been very eye opening. I thought that I was under the impression that the entire city was run down with zombie criminal mastermind delinquents that were going to rob me for my hot sauce. Since my friend driving a car here once got robbed for $5,000 worth of hot sauce in a rental car by children with knives. But that hasn't happened, and it's a very nice city. And the best place that I went so far is the Lloyd Center, which is a mall that's sort of run down. And they have a bunch of random art galleries in between all of the closed stores. and they had an ice rink that Tanya Harding used to practice in. And they, shut the fuck up, you dad. There was an idiot bitch.
Ice rink, ice skating.
I swear
with my
to
friend.
God, I'll break your glasses and get them tangled in
the
your fucking messy
say
hair.
Anything. I don't know where you're coming out.
She's laughing and she's talking like a baby, mimicking me.
Shall
and
we?
Talking about how much I loved fucking Portland.
So that.
Stop copying me, bitch.
God.
Nice.
Okay. So,
is there a story here?
Just, keep going. Just keep free associating about Portland. Please.
Just listen. I went directly from the store, the magician slash novelty store slash political hat store. And by political hat store, I mean the back of the store that had 3D
Portland.
Posters.
I totally understand the vibe. What's happening.
By political hat store,
the,
I mean
they sold
plain blank hats, but then when you walked in, the guy would yell at you about Obama and stuff.
There were about three Joe Biden
Jews?
Hats
oh.
and about... yeah. Shut up. There were three Joe Biden hats and about 20 Donald Trump hats. And the cashier was saying that the owner wanted to represent both sides, give people the option to be whatever political.
Is this the story?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the story. Thanks, John.
And then wait.
Oh,
also, and the Lloyd. Shut the fuck up, you stupid curly haired idiot, blue eyed husky.
I kind of love your enthusiasm. Your unwavering. You're
it really was the coolest. It was the coolest place ever. So wait, Autism. They had this art gallery called.
It was the coolest place ever.
They had this. Shut up!
It
just
was the
listen.
Best place in the whole world.
I'm going
you know
to
I'm
like.
Do? I'm gonna put it under this. I'm gonna put under your... this the Jigglypuff music.
Yes, please. It was the coolest place ever.
I'm gonna kill your family.
The coolest place ever.
I'm gonna kill your family. I'm gonna kill your family. Your family is dead.
I mean,
dead.
It kind
your
of, it kind of fits. It kind of fits.
Please,
I had to. You loved it so much. That was such a
can you just shut up?
Stop. Portland does seem like the place that we have.
Well, then just
no.
Then let me
no, you don't get to hold
story
the
story.
You don't get to show hold the show hostage.
Come on, I come to Portland once in my fucking life for the first time ever, and I want to express
yeah,
the
you
magic
can
that
it.
I saw.
You can definitely talk about it.
Place
you
where they
have
to
allow
okay,
us to make jokes.
Okay.
A place yes, where sir. They have strip clubs for boy childs.
Yeah. Shut
awesome.
Your mouth,
I
sweet palm, but more like sweet penis up your cock hole, you dumb
they
faggot.
They were naked.
Okay, so...
What are you doing
so,
in the gay sex, okay?
I remember that one.
That was a good one.
Okay. Next
that
next
was also
to,
another four-year-old on an excursion, kind of.
Next to the magician's...
And then they needles.
Next to the magician's shop, there was an art gallery called Nativity, spelled NTVTY, and it was okay. all church and cyber themed. It was like the intersection of like nativity sets, churches, and
That's
cyber
amazing.
Artwork. It was really immersive, and the sound scared me. And
what was the sound?
And
there
the
was
sound
like a soundscape. There was
scared.
A sound.
There was a bug, and it scared me.
I'll never. I
got
that.
Scared.
Can I please just finish?
Yeah, no, 1,000%.
Yes,
please finish
sorry,
the story.
Jock, sorry, sweetie.
It was Skibbity Toilet. Skibbity Toilet. Scared Jock.
What's the ending to this story? I feel like it's just...
Okay.
I feel like
okay,
we're
so
still
I
in the setting.
To, okay, so I had to run downstairs because I didn't mention this part. That I had gone to a store previously at the beginning of my mall shopping experience called Gifts from Afar the World.
The usual suspects happening, but it's Jacques in the room and the detectives are like... punching
look,
themselves
look,
in
look.
The face.
This store, punching this store was like a multicultural like bazaar. They had like swords from and katanas
swords.
And like and fans.
Yeah, there's a lot
like
of malls
Oriental
have
fans,
a place called like Ancient Treasures, and it has like a bunch of golden swords and pipes and.
But the coolest thing they had was these different statues of frogs. And They had statues of frogs kissing Elvis frog. Okay,
remember you were running down the stairs?
So is there an ending?
Yeah.
Is there anything happening? Or are you just describing them all?
I had to run downstairs before 6 o'clock. I got there at 5:55, just in time to buy the Michael Jackson frog, which was
this is the climax of the story.
This is the ending of the story.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, it was ending for hours and now we've gotten to come.
Tonya Harding used to practice there.
Jock, thank you for that beautiful story. I'm happy you got your Michael Jackson frog just in time. You're welcome.
And I got a snakeskin green luggage from the store today.
Was it a little scary? Because it looked. Did you feel like maybe it was a real snake at any point? Did that scare you?
I feel like I'm being made fun of or mocked.
No, it's a genuine question. Were you at all?
It's a genuine question.
Okay.
That's what you sound like.
That's what you sound like, Barry.
Like the teachers in Peanuts. Womp, womp, womp.
Wah, wah, wah,
that
wah,
I sound like it's how adults sound to you.
No. Y'all want to know what Ben sounds like to me every time he talks?
The mammy from Tom and Jerry?
I don't think anyone's saying yes, no, Jock. No.
It sounds like... Okay, it sounds like
I'll
this.
Say yes.
That's what Ben's voice sounds like when he talks to
a
me.
A really loud and gay mosquito.
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
Oh, Yahoo Sports is back. Yahoo Sports. Good to see you again.
Can I read the Yahoo Sports article really quickly?
No, you can't read the Yahoo Sports.
I don't think we need you describing them all and just reading Yahoo Sports.
Hello.
One headline from
my name, Yahoo Sports. I welcome to Tel Aviv. Hello. I am Yahoo Sports.
Sirekas, basketball player arrested.
Read that article.
Former Syracuse basketball player arrested accused of being drug mule for rapper Diddy. This was the young Miami.
Oh, so we're back to Diddy.
There we go.
I just wanted to bring... I never got to read it earlier.
Okay,
thank you.
That's
it. Sorry. Thanks for listening,
thank you. It's okay, sweetie.
There's a lot of pandering going on in this episode, but I'm not unhappy.
The name
about
of the city,
it.
By the way, where that basketball player is from? Yeah. Anyone want to guess?
Syracuse. That was a reading of Syracuse.
Syracuse, New York.
He started speaking Greek because
In his defense, Syracuse is originally a Greek name. It's the name of the ancient colony of Syracuse. Italy.
It's the name of an ancient Greek cum dump ceremony.
Can you imagine how gay it must have been to be in the colonies of Italy?
I wish I could have lived in that time so bad. I get angry when I realize that I can't live.
I looked up this thing.
Your face is definitely made for that kind of error.
Thank you, Jock.
They used to wear a string. They used to wear literally nothing but a string. You know what the string did? It wrapped around the foreskin because it was uncouth to show.
Amazing.
Yeah, and
that's
that was all they wore.
That's what we need to bring back.
Wait,
that's
y'all crazy. Don't do that? I guess y'all aren't cut. Whatever.
Max,
aren't cut.
But
I don't do it because
I'm a vulgar
cut.
Individual. What can I say? I'm a vulgar individual.
Yes.
I don't want to know. Yeah, I don't want to know what Max does with his dirty, filthy Sacramento cock.
That's right. I put it in the gutter. That's where it lives.
Period.
Period. And that's where he
gutter.
That,
I barely
that
know her.
There we go.
Gutter dick. Name's Max Gutter Dick. I got the dick from the gutter, but it's good gutter dick. You should drive
a character.
Truck.
This is absolutely disgusting.
Hey, my name is Max Gutter Dick, and
let's
if you want to meet me behind the Arby's, I will suck you off for a roast beef sandwich with melted cheese on
just
top.
What Jock
this seems
does.
Like you. This is you.
It's literally something you've just done before.
Hey, the name's Max Guttercock.
Dude, what if Jock's alters?
When I'm not working at the gym,
I'm
sucking my way through the Cajun community in order to become Chief Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is how you do it. That's how you take over the entire.
That's
community.
How you fucking you fuck. Do it. Thank you.
Like I've never
what
met
were we
anyone.
Talking about?
I feel like I've never met anyone like you in my life. This dude got her dick. You don't remind me of anyone I've ever met before.
You're so interesting.
You're yeah. so special. You have a je ne sais quoi.
Oh, who's this
you
now?
Remind me of something that I might describe as a gutter dick.
Okay, this is a new Thank character. You. What's your name, sir?
Hello, I am Reginald Burtingfartum.
Reginald Burtingfartum, tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I, Reginald Burtingfartum, I'm from the city of Sacramento.
There we go. Okay, that makes so much sense.
That's
amazing
great.
Character development there.
That's great. Tell us about yourself. Are you gay? Are you?
I
you like
identify
Arby's?
As
Where's your family
no
from?
One sexually.
Where's your family from?
France.
Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting. Uh-huh.
We have the best baguettes. In all
food.
Of the
you
town.
Seem to be food focused. Kind of like oh, Max yeah. Gutter Dick.
Yeah. Food, on, the, food on the mind.
Max Gutter Dick. Of yeah, course
Jack,
I know Max Gutter Dick. I am Max Gutter Dick.
He might be a little hungry. He might be getting
I might be a little hungry for some Gutter Dick. I'm just kidding. I don't fuck my family.
That's some lore. The people making the
that
scene
is an Gutter Dick has always been accused of incest, but don't this, let you be fooled. You
have you ever had sex with fans? A family member, Jock? It seems like you're tacitly admitting something here.
Yeah.
What's no, I've here? Never had sex with anyone in my family. You sick perverts! How
you
dare
brought it
you
up.
Make such a
you
unbiased?
It up.
Actually,
rude,
Max Gutter Dick brought it up.
No, that's true. Sorry, I forgot. There
I've,
different
I've
people.
Done it a few times.
Max Gutter Dick has sex with whoever he wants, except his family.
Except his family,
appropriate.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the people, our fans who are on the seeing arrangements wiki
member.
Page, the wiki page with all the characters on it, please add to Max Gutter Dick. You will fuck anyone he wants
never.
Except a family member.
He would never.
Max Gutter Dick will fuck member. Anyone who's consensually willing to be blown down to smash down.
Thanks for making it consensual, by
yeah,
the way.
Thank you for thinking. That's also something you would
I'm
do.
Max Gutter Dick, and I respect all people's rights.
I'm not
okay,
like
Max
my
Gutter
mentor, P.
Like
Diddy.
Max Gutter Dick seems a little too woke for me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, Max Gutter Dick seems like a cool guy.
I'm Reginald Vision Bottom defend.
Okay.
Right. You forgot your last name, Reginald? Right.
Right. Shut the fuck right. up. Right. Don't you talk to my friend like that, you glasses librarian idiot bitch.
This is one of the most deranged episodes.
No, I'm really not.
No,
I'm really
not.
Not
it's
liking
a normal
it.
Episode.
I'm loving
you don't
it.
Like
yeah.
this episode?
Loving it. It's giving me a, it's giving me a headache, hair. To be quite honest.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Ben. Max, say something interesting. Dance monkey.
Dance monkey. I don't know.
What's something embarrassing that you've
like
done
that.
Recently?
Are you gonna let him? Are you gonna let him? Are you gonna
life?
Let him say something interesting? Are you gonna talk?
I busted open a hemorrhoid on accident one time.
There we go.
Last week.
You're that right. is like literally bad. Like that's a like a
fuck
every
you,
other
Max.
Week activity for me. So like
fuck
you have to say
it.
Something.
I did that twice today.
Why do you hate me?
What older man's car are you recording from the back of, and what did you have to do to get in that
my,
car?
My own. I bought it with my own money.
You don't. Period. Shut the fuck. Wait.
I have been working. Have I've been car? Earning a living.
How long did it take you to get that Honda Accord?
It's. It took me like a year and a half since moving from Spain.
You leased it or you bought the whole thing?
I bought it cash, 10 grand.
Nice, dude.
Pure
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You don't have
no,
really have
Jack is jealous now.
No
Jack is mad because he's
where is he
now?
Getting this fucking money from?
He has a job.
Ronald
working,
McDonald?
A job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man,
I did. I literally did.
Bitch.
I worked at McDonald's. I quit last year. I'm
well,
so fucking happy that's over.
Okay,
we
wait.
Pay,
yeah.
We pay him
Max,
twice as much as we pay you.
Yeah,
sucks,
he actually has been.
Yeah,
he's taken up your percentage in the company. Slowly.
Are you joking that Matt? Wait, Mac. If Max makes more than me, I'm gonna fly to Sacramento and beat his little.
I make more
ass.
Than
well,
Ben.
That's not a very.
I make more than Ben from the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, Max is the top earner.
Makes more than all of us combined, actually.
Yeah.
I, Reginald Featherbottom.
I have them locked into terrible you, contracts, Max. And I've enforced them by following the P. Diddy method of making them have sex with
making us have sex with each other and filming it.
Max got a video of me having sex with a woman, and he says he's going to release it unless I pay him more money.
blackmail of the century. That would be such a good twist for you, Ben. I know you've always wished you were straight. Instead
I thought you were calling
afflicted.
Ben the straight black male of the century. I was like, what?
He's black.
That's
he's black
Chris
and
Rock.
He's straight.
And, yeah.
No, Chris Rock. Now, that is a classico.
I'm
like,
sorry. I
DL.
Just, you said straight black.
Yeah, that's a DL guy.
You think?
Man.
It's a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Rock? No, genuinely. So. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I could see it. I can see it for Kevin Hart more than
like
I can.
Kevin Hart
in the vein
is more
of Eddie
relevant.
Murphy. Sorry.
Oh, Eddie Murphy just loves the duels. Eddie Murphy loves the duels.
He loves duels. Sword fighting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He loves sword fighting.
Would you have
rotting.
Sex with Eddie Murphy, Hesse?
Yeah, I'd do it for the story.
He was hot when he was young.
Oh, yeah.
He was hot in the 90s.
Is this Raw era
when
Eddie Murphy?
When he was homophobic? Yeah.
In that red leather fucking jumpsuit.
Yeah, he's wearing the red leather jumpsuit the whole time.
We gotta kill all these faggots. And I was like, okay.
I'd fuck him from Daddy Daycare.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Yes. Actually, yes. Classic. Very good. I would fuck him from Norbit, but whatever.
Wearing the Rasputia costume.
The Rasputia
costume stays on.
Okay. Here's
because I'm woke, bitch. I'm inclusive.
I'm woke, yeah.
Here's the
dream. I don't
want to
do it, but I'm doing it for the community. Eddie Murphy keep the Rasputia the costume on because you wanted to woke.
Yeah. He has to almost die of heat stroke while I'm penetrating, like punishing his butthole.
Dream threesome. Here we go. Dream threesome.
Okay.
Is Norbit and Norbit's big girlfriend
Rasputia.
At the
she
same
has
time.
A name. She's Rasputia. Not Norbit's girlfriend. she has a name. Please use it.
Well, I don't
Jacques,
remember her
it was
fucking
Black
name.
History
been
Month
saying
three
it.
Weeks
it's
ago.
Rasputia.
Mm-hmm. That is not really.
Yes,
her name.
That's
Rasputia?
Her name. Her name is Rasputia. Why do you? Why yes. You don't think you think it's too on the nose for a black woman? You don't think black women can be named Rasputia?
You think it's
a joke?
I wouldn't have sex with Robin Williams in any other way, but with him
dodging
as Flubber,
the question again. I see
with him as Flubber, he doesn't. I don't think he plays Flubber.
Flubber is a gel.
He's the doctor. Flubber. It's actually called Flubber's.
Flubber
monster.
Is white.
Okay, dumbass. Yes, he's Flubber. Robin Williams.
But wait,
but he'd have to be Flubber. You're so retarded.
You have to be that little green.
Well, No, because it was a segue into me saying I would love to have sex with Professor Clump.
That's not a segue. That's not what they just say.
Why is that not a segue?
Okay, a segue. I think
thing.
Ben's hungry too.
A
segue.
It's a segue. I said segue.
Everyone's going insane.
A segue is a type of scooter as well as a transition.
Do you guys think Flubber can squirt?
Yeah, absolutely. I think squirt is Flubber. That's what it's made of.
Oh, no.
Y'all.
That's nasty.
Y'all know squirt, y'all know the grapefruit soda squirt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They have it on fountain drink here in Portland.
Oh, good
it
fucking
is so
God.
Crazy. Wow. Why are y'all so mad at me? And
that's
instead
beautiful.
Of having a lot of 7-Elevens here,
you're just listing random things about Portland that no one can respond. You're not giving anything to us to respond to.
Yes,
Jacques is doing what he asked me to do, right? Dance, monkey, dance. Say something interesting. Did you know the squirt comes out of the fucking fountain?
Oh, they have squirt on the fountain. Who fucking cares? Nobody got squirt on fountain drinks in Portland.
And their most popular.
That is completely broken.
Stop.
Stop.
Just listen. Just listen.
They
also have this convenience store chain here called Plaid Pantry. Isn't that such a cute name?
Don't fucking care.
Why do you not care?
Fucking care.
Do they have a Winco in New York?
If they have stores in Portland.
Do they have a Winco in New York?
I don't know what that is. No. I don't care. Probably not.
Well, see, that's
but they probably have something very similar to it because it's a nondescript, useless thing to talk about.
That was the fucking tits. No. Stop.
Calm down. You shouldn't be angry at this.
This is for
real.
A bit, idiot. But yeah,
Winco rules. Winco.
What is Winco?
The tits, right, Jacques? Winco's like a worker-owned like cooperative supermarket that's like all over the West Coast.
Amazing.
It's super fucking sick. It has all the like Latino, Asian, whatever foods.
All right.
Super
now I'm in.
It's
I'm
worker-owned.
Yeah, that's
sick. Now you're invested. Now that you know that.
Well, because Max can actually describe something interestingly without just saying. They got a Winco here. There's a store here called Winco.
I like it. Max says it the way I like it. It makes
me feel
so good
because
my name is Ben. Ben Mora. I'm a little woman.
What? Wow. That was incredibly weird.
Let that sink in.
What?
Wow.
Y'all, can we get a sound effect here?
That was so weird.
Also, look, maybe this is a given, but I'm just going to say it out loud. The weed here is a lot stronger.
Oh, that explains it. That explains it.
Yeah.
Holy Christ, dude.
How much have you smoked today?
Actually, Jock, that is something that's worth mentioning because it does explain a lot of what's happening.
I smoked a half gram this morning.
That's so... Keep doing it. I love that.
I have a half ounce.
Keep it up. You should smoke a pound. You should see if you can do a pound of weed in a day.
A half ounce is $12.
You leave tomorrow. You gotta smoke it all before you go. Otherwise, the TSA is going to kill your ass.
I have 7 paintings to paint before I leave.
Wow.
Holy shit.
What are they going to be of? Are they going to be cyber churches?
Probably of you three.
You don't have the right to use my image.
Well, you can do a different guy.
You can do a different guy, but it cannot be me.
It can be Men Bora.
It can be Men Bora for sure.
Men Bora. No, I want to do Ben Mora.
You won't be allowed.
That's fine. I allow you to use the likeness of Sweet Palma.
Do you think
for
Max?
The
I'm not
period
gonna say
of
it
two,
out.
But not inclusive of a year. So you have 364 days to use my likeness.
Well, I'm not listening
so
to your rules.
And I charge penalties. I charge penalties. I deserve a 2% royalty. No. No.
Okay, well,
I
won't
not.
Say it on this podcast, but
you probably
if you
shouldn't
DM
say it at
me,
all.
I can,
also, you don't even know it, dude.
It's
no, you're going to get him to say it.
No, he's.
It ends with the A.
That's not okay, Josh. He just asked you not to do that.
What was that?
He screamed it in the room and waved the mic around. It's really not okay to do that, Chuck. He's asked you not to use his last name, so don't walk that line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know how many bad things I've said about Bukele on this podcast? Yeah. You know how many family members of mine, you know how many bad things I've said about Bukele on this podcast about how he's a piece of shit and how he's like a fucking man-child and he deserves to get, you know, raped by a bayonet? You know how many family members I have?
Why do you have
put in a supermax prison?
Why do you have such a difficult time respecting people's very
I speak truth to power, bitch.
Jock.
I listen, God.
Okay, yeah.
My mama,
dude, Max,
mama
Max,
ain't
has
no
asked,
Max, has
Max has asked you for something very reasonable, which is to not mention his last name, and you just shouted it while waving the mic around the room.
Hessa, did
and
you
almost spelled
Max's
it out.
Last name
why
just
can't
now?
You respect people's boundaries?
First of all, phonetically sounding it out is very.
It's a genuine
first of all, phonetically saying it is not the same.
You can't
as spelling
even accept the fact that you did
it.
Something that just wasn't cool. Why can't you?
Max,
why can't you respect his boundary?
Did you hear your last name said out loud?
I did.
I'm gonna say no.
I did.
I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
He screamed it while waving the mic around the room.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm leaving it out anyway.
He's tiptoeing across the line, and he's being very, very...
I'm not
very...
tipping on any toes.
Yeah,
right
you are.
He's
not
shoving the line
acupuncture
today.
All the way
to
up
the
his
Lloyd
booty
Center
crack.
Mall.
And you said almost about half of the letters in his name.
I'm smoking.
As they're spelled.
That line is laying deep in his skin from like the back of his head
to the taint
area.
You did.
Ben, I'm sorry. I know that you want me to spell his last name, but that's not something that Max wants me to do on the podcast.
Don't do that.
What he wants me to do.
It's not okay.
I would never do that.
You literally did, but whatever.
I think you might have misheard me, and it might have been a confusion since you're chewing gum in front of me, but...
But
you know,
those two things are not.
For
related.
The record, people, Ben is chewing gum in front of me.
No, I'm not. You're also wrong
about
that.
He just was moving his mouth around like cow agape or a man with a cock shoved up his face.
Yeah. I need to get something for my coffee breath.
I think we can probably wrap up, I would say.
Yeah.
Max, you're leaving?
I think I've been pushed to my limit.
I got terrible breath.
Oh my God.
Cup of coffee earlier and I have terrible breath. I need something to...
Oh yeah, pop some gum in.
Yeah, I think it's time we should all have a piece of gum, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to have a piece of gum.
This free episode is brought to you by, by the Wrigley Corporation.
Well, okay, that's an amazing thing. If he ever starts
that's
rambling,
a trick. It's like saying bravo on Real Housewives. Oh my God.
Wait, we all need to be, have a piece of gum.
Bravo,
next
bravo,
to
fucking
us.
Bravo.
We all need to have a piece of gum next to us so we can just start chewing it whenever we need.
Wow,
it
Max,
to
I'm happy
control.
You can imitate the noise of a big giant cock that you had in your mouth earlier, you stupid idiot slut. Here. You're a dumb whore.
All right, everyone. Well,
thank you, everyone,
thank
for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's
episode. Stop being
episode.
So disgusting, you pathetic
Doc,
idiot bitch.
Sorry. You can listen to us on Patreon if you want more.
Can
of
we get this?
It's
someone
not,
get
it's
him
not
out
usually.
Of here.
Can I end the episode without you talking about another store in Portland?
Because he's doing the noises of a guinea pig swallowing a peanut.
All right. Patreon.com/secretarrangements. Thank you for listening.
And
shut up. Max, thank you for joining.
Show pig. April 4th.
Jock, you can talk. Just let me finish what I have to say. It's called taking turns when people talk. You wait for someone to stop their sentence, and then you can talk. Max, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And Jock,
thank you for having
don't
me.
You have something you'd like to plug.
Oh, thank you so much for waiting a moment, you three lovely, beautiful, sexy lover babies. Mwah. On April 4th, I will be doing Show Pig with Jilly, as well as April and Grace from Girl God, as well as Amber, Felix, and Will from Chapo Trap House. And I would appreciate it if everyone would come into the Lodge Room on April 4th. And if you haven't bought a ticket, buy it today because they're going away so quickly. And if you don't come and you live in Los Angeles and you listen to this, you're disrespecting me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You will get AIDS if you don't.
And that is a,
hey,
that is a
not
personal
fair.
Threat. No, Max, I agree with you. You will get AIDS.
Jacques is going to mail you a needle that was used on him. One of the needles that he got.
He's going to flex his arm and shoot it across the country directly in your eyeball.
He's going to use a really long
sure
blow
all
dart.
All the needles that came out of my arm were picked up. All right. Very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Mwah. Tracy had a hard day Sunday. She had to be.